Now, an additional reason for the Tanakama will be explained in the following Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, via a story, Meister Sh'ov Yosem Abayim Zug. There was a story which once happened that more than 40 pairs of witnesses were passing by and were going to understand that it was on a Shabbos, and more than 40 witnesses were walking beyond the Tachum in order to arrive at the large Beis Din. This was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so one assumes that it must have been either the Rosh Chodesh of Nissan or Tishrei, because once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, those were the only 2 months for which witnesses were allowed to violate Shabbos. But before they reached the Beis Din, the Ikvon of Rabbi Akiva Balud, Rabbi Akiva stopped them in a place called Lud, and he told them to go home. He said you won't be needed from the fact that there are 40 witnesses here. That must be that the moon was seen very clearly, it must be there aren't so many clouds, and so by the Beis Din they also would have seen it. And so your testimonies are probably not necessary, and therefore you should stop violating Shabbos in order to get there. However, Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Gamliel was the head of the Beis Din, and he told him that the reason why you should not send them home, rather you should allow them to continue violating Shabbos in order to arrive there, is because in Ma'akiv Atos HaRabim, if you stop the public from coming now, all these witnesses who are on the way to giving testimony, if you stop them from coming, then it will emerge that you are causing them to stumble in the future, because in the future, when it's not so clear, and they do see the moon, they'll think, ah, last time we were told to go home again, we're not needed. There'll definitely be other people who saw it and we're not needed. And they'll end up not coming at all. And it could be that in that case, they were the only ones who saw it. And they were necessary. And so to prevent that occurring, said Rabbi Gamliel, you should never turn them back. And you should allow them to continue violating Shabbos to get to the Beis Din, so that they do not return home upset and end up not returning in the future.